The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, homosexuals, heterosexuals, assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys out there, and girls. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Tuesday, June 26, 2012. You have with you on this cloudy day here in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, can I ask you something, Jake? Was your parents angry at you when they named you McMillan?
No. There's a story for it.
I don't want to. We actually nobody. Listen, McMillan's bad enough.
We have a radio show listener named McMillan. He posts on our Facebook all the time. Props to you, McMillan.
Really?
Yeah. That's a great guy. He's a Scottish man.
Really? So what was the story behind all that?
The story behind this.
What's the pill in all this jam?
My great-grandfather's name was McMillan. McMillan McCauley.
Was his parents angry with him?
No.
Isn't
it? It's a little more exciting.
Well, it's almost like, I mean, they name you McMillan like it's your fault that they're mad at you for some reason.
Yeah. Just straight.
I mean, was it if I was you, I would look back at my parents and say, like, is it my fault that I was brought into the world?
I used to not be able to stand the name Jacob.
I still can't. The usurper.
That's right.
Okay, so
crowned prince.
So your grandpa's name was McMillan.
My great grandpa.
I know people wanted to know why
McMillan
debased their children to name them.
And before that, on my actual birth certificate, it was Moses. Moses. My middle name was not McMillan. It was
Moses. Were you
Moses.
Drawn out of many waters, Jake? Or
I must have been.
Okay.
But then I got my name changed to McMillan.
I like Jake better than McMillan.
I like lots of character. And
I wouldn't name my worst enemy Jake, but
that's true.
All the Jakes.
There's a lot of dogs out there named Jake. I know that.
Okay, aside of that, folks, let's get to business here. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and follow me on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. If you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, we love new callers. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, McMillan?
It is a terrible place to be when your brains are stuck in someone else's head.
Okay.
Folks, you're getting ready this week right now. We've obviously seen the robed men up on the Capitol Hill come down with some decisions.
The black robes.
The black robes.
Yes.
Sounds kind of cultish.
It does.
Does anybody call them a cult? No. Small group of people sharing opinions. Seven of them dressed in black.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
cultish to me.
Pretty suspicious. Especially when they...
Has anybody investigated
that? How to the American people of the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah. Anybody investigated that?
Isn't it interesting you have how many justices? Eight?
Seven. Nine. You're right.
Nine.
That's right.
Okay, so you look at the justice system, and you have four on the left and four on the right, and then you have someone coming and break the vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you talked about this yesterday. Isn't it interesting, folks, that you've fallen for the fact now that there can be four liberals to interpret the law and four conservatives to interpret the law, yet the law says all the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
But it's their interpretation. Yeah. The interpretation falls to which one looks like me and what do I like in my life in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you allow those nine people then to dictate the entire country.
Yeah.
But when it really gets down to it, it's the tie-breaking vote that then dictates the country.
Yeah, like abortion.
That's called a dictatorship.
That's right.
That's not a...
At length, that's exactly right. Yeah.
So when we look at what they've passed down, just to show, again, this administration, the animosity it has against law, even when the rogue judges bring forth a decision that upholds certain laws, Governor Brewer just recently got a big backhand from the White House.
Mm.
Within the last 2 hours, I have been notified the Obama administration has revoked the 287 agreement. Now, this agreement is where the Arizona police partner with federal government in enforcing immigration laws.
Folks, can I just interject this thought? Do you realize, America, I'm speaking to you today, do you realize this administration, what they're assaulting the American people. Do you realize the enemy is not without? The enemy is within. Do you realize this? He is assaulting governors that are upholding the laws. He's assaulting those that are keeping illegals out of our country in a supposed time of terror.
Yeah.
He's assaulting gun right owners in a time of supposed terror. Trying to create crimes through his DOJ to pull away your means of defense from him. Do you realize that this administration is assaulting you, America, at every turn? They are assaulting your Constitution, your republic. Do you realize they are assaulting every aspect of your life, friends? I'm not talking to somebody else today. I'm not talking to the countries outside of the United States. I'm talking to you. He is assaulting who you are, America. And we're going to sit back and allow him to sue one of the governors and then to violate what the Supreme Court said, and then the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, gets involved and says, we're not enforcing that. That's your job, to enforce the law, not to create the crime. Is America going to settle for this? I think not.
Jan Brewer's not.
Amen. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Just a quick heads up, one of the things that we have done over the last 10 years is high school assembly programs, colleges, prisons. We've been on the radio. We were with Sentinel Communications for 10 years. Now we're with GCN. And we're out there now. I mean, we're really out there. And aside of that, through the high school programs that we've done is in protection of our posterity, we have actually posted videos of criminal teachers that have committed crimes against their teachers. And in saying that, on two different occasions, they've changed their URLs. And I think what's happening is because we're exposing the teacher crimes. The first time it was teachercrime.com. The second time it was bad, bad teacher. And now they got a brand new one. So they changed it three times now. And I think what it is because we're putting this information out there, because the NEA at length, some believe, are trying to protect teachers from being exposed for crimes against kids, some believe. And to say all that, to say this, we put a video out there on YouTube, and it's the number one video on YouTube right now, and we've exposed these teachers at every turn. And my point is that we expose them, and then they get all these hits coming to their websites to see if their teachers in their states are in violation of the law, preying on children in their public schools. Now it's jailedteacher.com, if you'd like to check it out. Jailed teacher, to see if you have predators in your school. And what I'm trying to say here, friends, is they keep changing the URL. And I think what's happening is they're getting pressure from special interest groups to shut them down, because they don't want people to know out there that there's teachers that are actually laying for students in public schools. Well, you know that the NEA, folks, has a homosexual caucus. You also know that, I hope, they have now a drag queen caucus.
Normal behavior.
Yeah, that's totally normal. And that belongs in the schools,
course,
I mean, for sure. You know,
diversity.
Back in the 60s, you'd get thrown in jail for that. And by the way, if you're committing crimes against children today, you still go to jail for that. And speaking of which, by the way, just today, 66-year-old gay rights icon was arrested over, are you ready for this, friends? Horrific child porn allegations. You'll never hear this from the main state-run media, because they have to push their perversion on everybody. But just check this out. 66-year-old, did you hear how old he was? 66-year-old Larry Brinken, the first man to use the phrase domestic partner in a lawsuit, was arrested. He was arrested in California Friday in connection with felony possession of child pornography. Well, that lines up with what NAMBLA used to say, North American Man Boy Love Association. You know what their motto was when they would march in gay pride parades, right, friends? Sex before late, sex before eight, before it's too late. Police said that the district attorney's office will reportedly decide Tuesday whether to file charges.
Is that
incredible, friends? Media reports are offering more details on the horrific charges than what they wanted to put forth. And they're also providing a picture of who Brinken is and how he's been viewed. Now, here again, you ready for this, friends? The Huffington Post, the perversion guide, the perversion post, republished a SF Weekly post that concludes with Teresa Sparks, with executive director of the Human Rights Commission. Listen to what she said. It's almost incredulous. There's no way I could believe such a thing. Speaking of Larry Brinken, he's always been one of my heroes. He's the epitome of human rights activists. This is the man who coined phrases we use in our daily language.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He sure is.
You ready for this? I support Larry 100%. Did she say anything about them kids?
Forget about the children.
That he was preying on, friends? Nope. Hopefully it will come out all in the investigation. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit more of that, because she didn't want this to go out under the Huffington Post. But while there's a certain degree of disbelief, other sources are pointing out that the evidence against Brinken certainly warrants investigation. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends. Police say that Brinken had child pornography images, some that appear to show children as young as 1 and 2 or 3 years old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. I'm just trying to let it sink in for a minute here. 66-year-old gay rights icon Larry Brinken had images that appear to show children as young as 1 and 2 or 3 years old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. You guys hearing this? A homosexual icon, Larry Brinken, is in possession of pornographic images with children as young as 1 and 2 or 3 years old, being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. The Los Angeles Police Department, which was assigned to the case, traced the IP address associated with the accounts to Brinken, a San Francisco resident, home of none other than Nancy Pelosi. According to court records, Los Angeles police forward the case to San Francisco police. San Francisco investigators say the account was registered to Brinken. and that he paid for the email service with his credit card. Boy, it's amazing how these guys like little kids, isn't it, friends? Oh, that's just way out there, is it? Just hang on with me, friends. Just today in Minnesota alone, you hear this weekly in the state of Minnesota. Just today in the state of Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota, 47-year-old priest busted. Abusing children. An archdiocese in Philadelphia oversaw hundreds of priests, was found guilty on Friday of one count of endangering the welfare of a child, making him the first U.S. Roman Catholic Church official to be convicted for covering up sex abuse with children. This is a monumental victory for the named and unnamed victims, said Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams. This was about evil men who did evil things to children. Let me go back to 66-year-old gay rights icon, Larry Brinken, who had pornographic images paid for by his credit card, download to his email address, of children being sodomized as young as 1, 2, and 3 years old, performing oral sex on men. That's a felony, folks. That's 20 years in prison, no questions asked. See ya! Wouldn't want to be ya! Right, Jerry Sandusky? Praying on them kids through your child organization for the fatherless. Isn't that interesting? 48 counts, but he's not guilty? No. 10 witnesses, he's not guilty? No, I know. Now here comes his son to testify against him, friends. He abused his own son. Let me make a prediction with Jerry Sandusky, because there will be a criminal probe around him. Either he's going to die before sentencing, or else they're going to put him away in a padded cell. Because he knows too much. It's kind of like the, kind of reminds me a little bit of the Pentagon through an ICE investigation that found 5,000 employees that work for the Pentagon, your defense of the United States of America. They're busy, instead of defending America against terrorists, they're downloading child pornography. We should try to get Senator Grassley on the radio with us here, so he can explain to you folks how dangerous this is. Oh, did I forget to tell you too? The LGBT is asking Janet Napolitano to come out. Huh. This is rather interesting.
Seems like they all connect. The dots all connect
somehow or some way. You know, I mean, it's all in front of us. Let's finish this when we get back. And then, by the way, I want to hit Harvey Milk, too, who liked young boys. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, let's get back to this really quick. Folks, thank you for your emails, but the lines are open as well. 1-877-807-9977. Weigh in. What do you think? Like the phones are tapped and like someone's going to get your address and then put it up online and then maybe take a picture of your house and then jeopardize or endanger your family? Well, it just might. Especially when you're Bradley Dean, you're dealing with these sick-minded individuals. Let's go back to a 66-year-old gay rights icon arrested over horrific child porn. 66-year-old Larry Brinken. How do you suppose the homosexual communities are going to try covering this one up? Oh, by the way, folks, they don't want this information getting out to you. They don't want you knowing what's behind the real homosexual agenda. If you'd like to check it out on Sons of Liberty, we'll go ahead and post the Gay Manifesto, which is becoming, they call it a satire. It's not a satire, friends. It's a manifestation of what's really happening. Go ahead and take a look at Jerry Sandusky. Go ahead and take a look at Mr. Larry Brinken. Go ahead and take a look at Harvey Milk. They're leaders, friends. Go ahead and take a look at them. Look at the skeleton in their closets because they're very much alive today. Let me go on here. Another email. Police provided two examples of emails. Provides disturbing descriptions of the expletive sexual acts on children, young boys and young girls. Provided graphic commentary on the photos of interracial adult sex, child sex, adult child sex. See what happens, friends? Just a side note, they allow the stuff to go out there online. Then the cops bust them. See how they create the bureaucracy? They come in with new rules. Why didn't they enforce the old ones?
That's right.
Here's one of the emails. Comments include, I got to be really careful and I got to say it real slow so I don't say anything I shouldn't on the radio. I loved especially the little blank two-year-old getting nailed, little black girl. Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde bee is going to get. Adults talking of little children, 1, 2, and 3 years old, getting nailed.
This is coming directly from his email account.
That's right. Then the email says, white power, white supremacy, white blank genitalia rules.
Sounds like a healthy guy.
This
is the guy who coined the phrase domestic partner and used it in a case yeah. in court. You know, softening the homosexual image so that America will embrace it.
Sure.
This is also the
They're
guy
the victims,
had,
friends. He, They're 20, the victims.
22-year tenure on the Human Rights Commission. The Board of Supervisors even declared the week of February 1st to the 10th, Larry Brinken Week, in San Francisco. February 1st, 2010, Larry Brinken Week in San Francisco.
And also the news following the conclusion of Pride Week, where Brinken has been honored by the homosexual communities.
Yeah. So this isn't just like...
This is who they're honoring, friends.
Right. This is one of their leaders. It's not one of those deranged, psychotic homosexuals. Oh, we're not all like them. No, this is who they all prop up.
Yep. And then they had a... You ready for this one? Immediately... Folks, they don't cry. The homosexuals do not decry Sandusky.
No.
Not at all. But if Larry Brinken gets busted, they defend him.
Mm-hmm. He's always been
Listen to what they're defending, friends. He's busted. His hands in the cookie jar. Okay? This is one of the homosexual leaders. He is the icon. Larry Brinken, busted for horrific child porn. 1, 2, and 3 years old, friends. We need to wake up to what's going on, what we see in California to Prop 8, the homosexual marriage, which is not about homosexual marriage. It's about implementing and taking away sovereignty to implement state law, shutting you down, homeschoolers, shutting you down, public schools through the NEA, shutting you down to speak out against it through human rights commissions. Human rights? Rights for who?
That's exactly right. Oh, it's about rights, but rights for a selected group of people.
Larry Brinken Week. One of the homosexual community leaders said, I admired and respected his work for the LGBT community. I respect and am confident that there will be due process. So am I.
Looking
so am I, because I guarantee you when they crack that open, they're going
to
find a lot more than stinking these emails.
Yep. But let's
just
see
ask William Jacobs in the state of Minnesota, captain of the park police, friends. 40,000 images of child pornography. He's in prison for 18 years. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
And you think of this. This sexually deviant pervert has a teenage son. I wonder what's going on. Let's let them adopt children. I mean, come on.
They're just
loving people.
Yeah, they're born that way. They can't help themselves, man. Just, something's wrong.
They'll look after the children.
Sure.
It's
healthier, they say now, you know?
All the children, you straight people, just give up. We'll take them. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Right.
Sure you will.
Should we jump over to, by the way, Aaron Bibber, high-profile attorney in the state of Minnesota, sodomizing his son's best friend. 15 years old. Oh, by the way, friends, he's in prison for 18 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The mask is coming off. People are sick and tired of this perversion, this spew of perversion. They're sick and tired of it. California Prop 8. Folks, let me ask you something. Did they listen to the voice of 7 million people?
Nope. No more than Obama's listening to the Supreme Court or
That's
Congress
exactly right.
or you, the people.
What are we dealing with?
Lawless.
Oh, we're dealing with some lawless folks, aren't we, friends? Oh, yeah. Dealing with some lawless. Let's hit Harvey really quick here. Folks, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-877-807-9977. Harvey Milk. Remember the movie that they made on him, friends? not too long back. Sean Penn played the main actor. He was old Harvey. They had all these ratings on this movie, and nobody's seen it yet. Isn't it amazing how them folks set themselves up?
You think Hollywood is part of promoting the LGBT?
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, just not too long ago, do you remember Different Strokes?
Yeah.
Remember the black kid, about Willis? Willis?
Right?
Yeah. Willis came forward about 6 months ago on national TV exposing Hollywood for pedophilia.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Pedophilia.
Uh-huh.
Adult child sex, friends. You want to know what's wrong with this country? And everybody's just like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. Is it? Why don't you ask the kids?
And then Congress and the court condone what Hollywood does.
By all of a sudden initiating their plans through guys like Barney Frank, who was indicted on pedophilia charges through Paul Benazzi? Or what about Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court? No, she could have never got there. No way. Really? She's responsible for queerifying Harvard, friends. What kind of results do you expect from the court? What kind of results do you expect from guys like Barney Frank? By the way, he just recently got married to his lover.
Oh, good for
him. Oh, did you hear recently, two friends in New York, one of the first couples that got married in New York, the homosexuals, they're divorced now.
Oh.
I thought it was about love.
Of course it is. A loving relationship, two people.
All right. Harvey Milk, November 27th. 1978, died, born May 22nd, 1930, was an American politician who became the first openly gay man to be elected to public office in California when he won a seat on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors.
You don't say San Francisco.
No way. Yeah. Really?
I would have thought like Wyoming.
I didn't think they'd accept him there. Jack Galen McKinley, born 1947, died 1980, was Harvey Milk's 16-year-old lover. Did you guys hear about that? When they're honoring Harvey Milk,
yeah.
Did they tell you about his 16-year-old boyfriend? I bet they did. I bet that was against the law. Wow. On February 14th, 1980, McKinley committed suicide. But Jake, you're so far out there in your assertions, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Your suggestions.
Yeah.
Facts don't work there.
No. We have a new world without facts. They get in the way.
And laws do, too. Those stumbling blocks.
Boy.
And them Christians, I can't stand them.
Right.
These Christian boys are going to stand for our next generation, like it or not. And so is 300 million people throughout this country that are tired of the lies that are perpetrated on the American people. Look behind the curtain. Look behind the excuses. Look behind the man. I'm sorry, the woman? One of them.
Can't call him either, yeah.
On February 14th, 1980, McKinley committed suicide. That was Milk's boyfriend.
16 years old.
He was 33, the same age when Milk and McKinley fell in love in 1963. If he'd have been found out, he'd have been in prison for a long time.
Yep. But instead, he ran, got a seat in government.
You ready for this?
Gotcha.
16-year-old McKinley was looking for some kind of father figure. At 33, Milk was launching a new life, though he could hardly have imagined the unlikely direction toward which his new lover would pull him. It would be to boyish-looking men in their late teens and early 20s that Milk would be attracted for the rest of his life. Harvey always had a penchant for young waifs with substance abuse problems.
Sure
he did. He liked broken people.
Mm-hmm.
He liked vulnerable young people. Isn't that what Jerry Sandusky?
I was just thinking of that.
Isn't that what Aaron Piper does? Isn't that what these priests do when
children.
They lay through Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, when they were laying for the orphans?
Mm-hmm.
They love the orphans, don't they? Yeah, they sure do. I'm trying to figure all this out. How does this work, friends? Come on, man. But they were born that way. They were born that way. Folks, we got the lights lit up. We're going to take these phone calls when we come back. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Okay, you ready for this? And we're going to take these phone calls really quick. Romans 1:24, folks, for those that don't know, that's the New Testament.
That's right.
And for the pastors that don't read their Bible, yes, it is in the Bible in several different places. Several different places. Leviticus 18, Leviticus 20. There was times where kings got rid of the Sodomites. There was Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Genesis. Go to the book of Jude, go to the book of Revelation, go to the book of 1 Timothy 1:9, and I'm at Romans 1:24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God also gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. That's where crimes against nature is derived from.
Right.
In the book of law in your country, friends. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind. That means his hands taken away from them. To do those things which are not convenient, because they will not listen. That's why the homosexual communities are at war with Christianity and your foundations. I go on, verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, who knowing the judgment of God. If it wasn't true, what are they mad about? I mean, you're always angry because you're always trying to cover something up. What is it that you're trying to cover up that you'd be so angry? Well, when we look at Larry Brinken, I guess we can understand. When we look at Harvey Milk, I guess we can understand. These are their icons, friends. Or what about Harry Hay from NAMBLA? A total pedophile. This is their heroes. It doesn't get any more backwards than this, friends. It really doesn't. We got Michael calling from Pennsylvania. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man.
I really appreciate your show. I really like your format. I like your combining of reading some scripture, talking about the real world, the applications, the cause and effect. There's a price to be paid for this behavior, and there you go.
Amen.
God bless both of you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, hey, Michael, can we hold on for a minute here? And Heather's going to pick you up in just a second. We got Dave on line two. I expected a little more than that.
I thought you were talking about Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay. We got Dave. Well, I don't know what line you're on, David. We got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, dude. Just keeping it short and simple, I guess, right? So I just wanted to say they actually passed this in Canada. And we saw what happened. As soon as that happened, they went for the 13-year-old. And they keep on getting...
It was actually 14, you know, but you're right. Yep.
It's
14 years old. So. Yep. That what they did in Canada, in Alberta, Canada, they began to attack homeschoolers immediately. They usurped their rights because the people gave up their sovereignty in the millions to a small minority of the population, because a small minority of the population kept pushing and pushing and pushing and would not hear the voice of no. Now what they're doing is finding out what this is really about.
Yeah, and they
wanted to lower the age to 14 years old for anal sex. They started to attack homeschoolers, telling them that they could not preach out against homosexuality.
Okay.
They started attacking the church, telling them that they could not speak out against homosexuality in the church.
Couldn't deny gay marriages in the church.
Listen carefully, friends. Yeah.
Who's asking? It seems to me they're just demanding.
Who's asking to change the laws anyways?
Yeah.
The homosexual communities are.
Those laws.
Was that it, Dave?
Yep, that's it.
Wow. Well, you need to stop over sometime for a cup of coffee. Boy, those are really quick. We got Michael from Pennsylvania. We got Dave in Iowa. We got Emily. Thank you for calling in. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hi, Brad. I was kind of wondering when it comes to Sandusky thing, I meant, what age does it take? I mean, he was molesting boys. What age does it take to consider that as him being a homosexual? It's like, it's a guy and a guy. He's a homosexual. It's like, and the homosexual community won't speak out against it because they know that he is.
Well,
it's like they don't want people to know that that's what's actually going on. It's like ridiculous.
I mean,
if you offend one of these little ones, it'd be better than a military hung around your neck.
And that's what they're gonna. That's what they're gonna have to find out. And it just might not take that long either, because you just might violate one of these kids, and it's going to be someone's parent that isn't going to tolerate it.
But you
know, you're going to see what happened in Texas.
That's right.
Yeah.
Notice what you said about Harvey Milk, but they're very careful. It shows the deceptiveness, and that they know what they're doing. They like picking out drug using kids or kids that
vulnerable
feel
kids.
Guilty and they're vulnerable and there's nobody protect them.
Folks, if you have not looked into the violations against little kids, you should go online and look at the list of kids that have been violated through Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Big Brothers,
daycares,
all these orphanages, daycares. They're preying on little kids. Schools, not on my watch. Get it?
Yep.
It's this sick, but it's deceptive. And what they're trying to do is this administration, namely, is trying to empower the homosexual communities by putting homosexuals and transvestites into key positions to shut the mouth of anybody that speaks out against it. Well, I can tell you right now, people are not going to shut up about it in this country. Because what's happening in America is we're seeing the fallout from Canada, as Dave was talking about, and we're bringing it back over here and saying, you better take a look at Canada, folks, because this is what it is about. And I heard it was corrupt to no end in Quebec with pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, that was one of the things I was going to tell you right at the beginning of your conversation. I don't know why everybody's so short-winded today, but I did a show one time, a national show on Sirius XM, where a homosexual community wanted me to come on the radio with them, and I did gladly. And immediately he attacked me. I went on there because I wanted to love on the homosexual community and tell them what their pastors are not telling them. Or they just blatantly deny God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. They can deny God all they want. It doesn't matter. You can stand in front of a bus and say it doesn't exist. But it exists. You will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. I don't care who you are. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And he kept saying, well, Jerry Sandusky, he wasn't a homosexual. Well, what were they, Emily? They were homosexual acts towards little children.
Right.
What the heck do you call it? And they don't
know.
He was
married.
Yeah, so what? So what?
Uh-huh.
Has nothing to do with it. Yeah. It's a homo. Did God say that? Or did they say that?
Exactly. They did.
Yeah.
So a man that commits murder, well, he goes to church. He's not a murderer. He's
That's
a
right.
Oh.
He's married, Jake.
Oh.
He's married.
And he's married. So yeah. He can't be a murderer.
Or if he steals, it doesn't matter. He's not a thief. He's married.
That's right. Because
okay.
He works for a security department.
Totally. Totally.
He's not a thief. He works for security.
Or a guy that kills? No way. No way.
He's a doctor. He can't be a murderer. He's a doctor.
He's married, too.
And he's married.
And he's got kids.
That's right.
And you know what? So did Aaron Bibber.
Yep.
But I guess because he was married and he was sodomizing a little 15-year-old boy against his will,
mm-hmm.
I guess he wasn't a homosexual because
no.
of the ex.
That's right.
I'd like to see the court documents because I guarantee you they were pedophile acts and there's also homosexual acts involved. I guarantee you it is in the mix. So I don't care what they say. God said, that's it. That settles it for me.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is what I'm noticing is how they're zeroing in on the kids. Jake went to the gay pride parade in Minneapolis last year. Kids to glory everywhere. Kids to glory. By the way, on the floats, part of the parade. Even had some churches there endorsing it. Jake's out in front of the pastor's face saying, why are you endorsing this lifestyle? Why don't you tell this community the truth?
Give them the
well,
gospel.
What I found out is no matter what I say, even trying to infiltrate the homosexual communities with something called real love, they don't want to hear it. And by the way, when they make accusations, they never call you and ask you about them. You get the point.
Yeah.
Just like Romans 1:24 said, read on, friends. That's what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with the people that want to
totally.
Be rational any sense of the word. They're not rational.
I was at one a conference, a meeting of all of these people, and I'm handing out gospel tracts that say nothing about homosexuality, and I'm right in between
yes.
church booths, like little literature, you know, pro-gay churches. I'm passing out these tracts, and I get pulled over by the diesel, well, by the lesbian women. And they say to me, you're not going to hand out this hate. And I say,
isn't that
hate.
Crazy?
It's a gospel tract.
You're standing there saying, don't destroy yourself.
Right.
There's a cliff behind me. And they say it's hate. That is the sickest
yep.
thing I ever heard in my life. But friends, we're going to stay the course. We're going to defend our kids and fight for our posterity. That's what we're doing. We love you, America, and 53 other countries. Thank you for listening to us. You got Bradley and Jake. Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.